Good afternoon. The value of sterling has fallen still further in reaction to last night's speech by the British Chancellor of the Exchequer, Nigel Lawson. The Irish pound is now worth more than 96 pence sterling, and our financial correspondent says that will add to the problems of cash shortage on the Dublin money market, with people buying up the cheap sterling. Sterling is weak because of low oil prices, and figures that will be out later today are expected to show an increase in inflation in Britain. In the B&I dispute, a spokesman for the Seamen's Union of Ireland said industrial action has been resumed because the Labour Court failed to give the clarification they expected about an earlier pay recommendation. The mid-morning ferry left for Holyhead as planned, but the spokesman said his members would not provide on-board services such as catering. It's expected that ship's officers will assist in getting car passengers off the ship. Meanwhile, the Congress of Trade Unions has decided to call a meeting of all unions in the company for next Wednesday to discuss what's called a unified approach to the problem. The Seamen's Union spokesman, Mr. Bill Stacey, said they would attend this meeting and welcomed any peace initiative by the Congress. The Minister for Labour and the Public Service, Mr. Rory Quinn, has welcomed the proposal by trade union leader Bill Attlee for a five-year plan combining pay, jobs, tax reform, social welfare and the public finances. In a statement, he said he looked forward to a meeting at the earliest opportunity to discuss the proposals. Mr. Quinn said, however, employers would need to indicate their attitude since they had declined in recent years to participate in any national agreement on pay and employment. Our industrial editor points out that as recently as July, the FUE repeated its opposition in response to a decision by conference delegates of the ICTU seeking a return to national understandings. Eight women and seven men who had been arrested and charged on the word of a supergrass have been released in Derry. The Director of Public Prosecutions in the North has decided not to proceed with the prosecutions. But a 53-year-old housewife who was charged on the word of the supergrass has had her case remanded until November. And that's something.
We now present news and events of interest around the county studios of Kildare Community Radio, the voice of Kildare. The Eastern Health Board is presently considering the suitability of a site in the Thigh for the location of a new healthcare centre for the town. Following sanction and finance being available, it is expected that work on the new centre will commence at an early date. Kildare Federation ICA's annual drama competition opens in the Assembly Hall of the Girls' National School, Drahmuir, on October 22nd and will continue with the girls from around the county staging their presentations nightly at 8 p.m. until final adjudication night, which is October 24th. Good news on the housing accommodation scene for Kilcullen is that the County Council plans to build an extra 28 local authority houses in the town. Tenders are now being invited on the scheme. The next meeting of the Kildare branch of the Down Syndrome Association will be held at 8 p.m. on Monday next in St. Anne's Station Road, Drahmuir. CARE, the County Kildare Association of Parents and Friends of Handicapped Children, will hold a sale of work tomorrow, Saturday 18th, in Athy. And we are accustomed to advise members that Castle Mitchell Measures Club will hold its AGM in the hall on Tuesday coming week, that's October 21st, commencing at 8:30 p.m. Our Garvin Pitch and Putt Club reminds members that the club's annual dinner dance takes place on Saturday, October 18th. The venue for this function is Lumville House, and a few tickets are still available from committee members. A reminder now that Carberry Gaelic Football Club's auction, which was due to take place on October 19th, will now be held on November 2nd. Castle Dermot Youth Club meets for its AGM in Clashtalarcon on October 20th. Commencement of meeting is 8:30 p.m. Now to Drahmuir, where the town football club will hold a fancy dress ball on Friday, October 31st. Tickets to the function are available from club committee members. Finally now, a rundown on the weekend's GAA fixtures. First of all, to Clane, where in a junior hurling league game, Mace play at Rodford at 3:15 p.m. tomorrow. And in senior hurling, Erode versus Arclough at 4:30 p.m. While in Drahmuir, club senior hurling game, Leixlip take on Glenealy at 2 in the afternoon. On Sunday at Clane, in senior football league game, Carberry versus Selbridge at 1:45. And in senior football league game, Salons versus Kilcock at 3 p.m. To Raheem's grounds for the Jack Higgins Cup, Suncroft versus Strachan at 2 p.m. And in a senior football league game, is the final of the series, TMH will play Kill at 3:15 p.m. finally to Drehmu and Zonner, where in the senior football league game, Maisty gone Castledermot at 2 p.m. and in a junior hurling replay game, Corfield versus Sarsfields at 3:15 p.m. A rundown on GA fixtures for the weekend. That completes today's news and events of interest around the county from the studios of Kildare Community Radio, a shock radio of Winter Kildare, the voice of Kildare.
Radio Winter Kildare, Kildare Community Radio. Here is a special announcement calling all community, sporting and cultural organizations in the Kildare region. Are you interested in furthering or airing the aims of your organization? If so, contact us here at KCR and avail of our broadcasting service. We are particularly interested in your taking part in live broadcast to the people of Kildare. Get your message across. Avail of KCR as a community service. Contact us here at St. Martin's House or phone 76209. Our address again, Kildare Community Radio, St. Martin's House, Naas. Phone number 76209. Kildare Community Radio, broadcasting to the people of Kildare, for the people of Kildare.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail, I think about what I could see, his blood upon the road. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment. They'll take me out of dawn, and I will die. With all my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye.
Don't leave the chance. Be well shod. Call the Naas Tire Centre, Canal Road, Naas. Your tire centre. New rebuild and used tires, fully guaranteed at Naas Tire Centre. Naas Tire Centre for prompt personal service. Puncture repairs on the spot. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Saturday opening, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sunday opening, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now that's service. Personally supervise your guarantee of satisfaction always. Naas Tire Centre, Canal Road, Naas. Phone 97497.
Leave your parking problems at home, go by bus. Transport to the road by Fennel, only £5 return. Let Fennel do the driving to the Christabel concert, the 18th to 25th of November. Book your seat now, phone Fennel at 97174.
You're listening to the friendly, helpful sound of community broadcasting. This is Community Radio Service Kildare, at your service.